Recap. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda.
It's our special holiday edition. Did I say that right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Special holiday
edition. It's a special holiday edition. Jing, 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 jing. We really need to buy some bells.
Yes, we do. We need some sound effects.
Yeah, something interesting.
So our plan is not to recap you this time.
No.
We're taking a break from some recaps and do our sort of best and worst of the year of 2009.
Right. Of what really struck us as being noteworthy.
Yeah.
Or worth laughing at again.
I kind of feel like that's a lot of my list.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
We both made lists.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just go through.
Yeah.
What do you want to start with?
Just
down the list?
Let's
or?
Just go down the list. Okay. Because otherwise we're going to be here.
Bigger. There's not one giant mega category like the Academy Awards or anything?
No.
Okay.
No, I think that they're all equally superb.
Okay. What would you...
Well, let's start with the best love triangle, because there's so many of them. My personal favorite has got to be Nick and Sharon and Phyllis.
It has really been a good year for
it's,
that triangle.
You know, for that particular triangle, it's pretty awesome.
It is. And, you know, I think with Adam and Jack sort of being, like, outside, but it's really all about Nick and Sharon and Phyllis.
Yeah, ultimately.
Yeah.
That, and I don't think it's something that can be easily resolved anytime soon.
Mm-mm.
You know, I think at some point they're going to get Nick back together with Sharon, or Phyllis will, you know, finally be sick of Nick and all of his ridiculousness. Yes, and, you know, I can't... Well, we've talked about Phyllis hooking up with Deacon, so, you know, maybe that will be...
I hope so, but I'm starting to wonder.
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder,
I
too.
I think bet, like, $1 million, so I better... I better back up my bet.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I had a different choice.
Oh, okay.
It was small, though, but it was my favorite for, like, a week.
Oh.
It was Devon, Neil, and Tyra.
Oh, right. God, I had totally forgotten about them.
I mean...
Yeah, see,
any
that
love
had
triangle
so much...
with an aunt.
Well, it wasn't really his aunt. It was just
Come on.
Well, I know.
When you call somebody your aunt, like,
your whole life
and then you have sex with them...
That's not okay.
It's your aunt.
Yeah, that is kind of your aunt, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that whole storyline just really didn't go... It could have gone so many different ways, and they just kind of said, oh, we're irritating people. We better shut this down pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And I still miss Tyra. I wish Tyra would come back. I liked Tyra. I think...
You and only you.
Yeah, apparently so. But...
She was not classy enough. She just...
Well, so what?
Reeked
you know, and I think that that's maybe was part of her appeal.
Designer
that she...
imposter perfume. I don't know.
I don't know. I think the actress is super cute, so that's part of it. But I think also that, you know, she could have had this really mysterious background and had more
she
depth
could
to
have.
Her. And
yeah.
they just really, really dumped
her. They basically just made her, like, a sex object by the hand. And... It wasn't any fun. It was just skanky.
Yeah, it was just skanky. So in that sense, I'm glad she's gone. But, you know, if they could have gotten rid of Neil, too, so much the better.
All right. Yeah.
So there you go.
I agree. Best outfit?
Best outfit. You know, I think... I have to go
it's
with...
It's hard to go.
It's hard to go because there's a lot of different ways. The best outfit meaning... most memorable, or the one that I thought fit the scene so perfectly.
Yeah.
Or, you know, was just so outrageous,
mm-hmm.
you know, or fit the character so much. If I'm taking it in that context, I would have to say Murphy's 4th of July shirt.
That's your best outfit of 2009?
In the sense that it totally fit the character.
Yeah, it did.
You know,
That's
it was
true.
Just exactly what he would wear.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so Murphy. And it was just like, I saw him and I laughed and I was like, yeah, He would wear that to the family barbecue. That's perfect. It's probably his own shirt.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, I can see that.
So, you know, and I've been cultivating my own 4th of July look. And over the years, some friends of ours have this huge 4th of July party. Yeah, it lasts like 2 or 3 days. And it's...
I didn't realize that a 4th of July look was something you could cultivate.
Oh, it totally is. It started with the earrings that are little flags. And then... that I got when we were in school together. And then last year I added red, white, and blue shorts that are American flag shorts. And now a friend of mine gave me this really sweet red, white, and blue shirt. So I'm going to be totally...
So maybe I'll have to get you some socks.
Well, it's usually hot, though. So yeah, I could use some flip-flops.
Maybe a hat, a visor?
A hat would be a great idea.
Okay. It's happening.
Yeah, because I spend most of the 4th of July proper watching pole vaulting.
It's not easy to find.
It's out in the sun.
Red, white, and blue flag paraphernalia. Yeah, my bad. That's my Freudian slip.
That was a good one, though. That was a good one.
This is going to be where I have to edit this out. It's not easy to find red, white, and blue flag paraphernalia in Portland.
No. It's you have to know where to look. I mean, the shorts I got from Old Navy.
Yeah.
You know, and it's
much easier to find, like, I don't know, some sort of wannabe ethnic flag.
Yeah, oh, you could get Tibetan or Nepalese flag a lot easier around here.
Totally.
You need something, we need a more pretentious holiday. Anyway, that's my pick for best outfit, So there you go.
Well, mine, you probably don't remember, but I remember, and it was Jana had this Harajuku Lovers scarf sweater thing. I just remember, it was probably back in March, And it was when they had just found out that Lowell stole the money. Mm-hmm. Michael's dad.
Yeah.
And I just remember, like, loving that outfit and wanting to buy it. I don't know.
Wow, that is obscure.
I know it is, but I remembered it.
But you're much more into clothes than I'll ever be, so
I just remember going, I want that. And I think I remember looking for it, and I couldn't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. You could actually, and I think I even put a picture of it on my blog, like way back
in the day. Oh,
so
okay.
If you look that up really cared, you could look at the beginning of the year, and she's probably wearing it.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Amber's dress needs honorable mention.
Her black funeral wedding dress.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Deacon. was definitely my second choice.
Yeah.
Because that was just perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was really cute.
It was super cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Worst outfit is hard.
It was.
It was, because there's so many.
I know.
You know, there's so many options.
So many.
You know, Daniel's girly shirts at least need a shout out, because there's so many of them and so varied, and all of them were bad.
Yeah.
It was like, who thought this was a good look for him? I don't know, but... But for me, the outfit that really, really took the cake... was Nick's yellow remarriage suit.
I remember you talking about that, and I just don't remember it that well.
I talked about it at the time, so I'm not going to belabor
the point.
Did it
look like it should have been corduroy? Is that...
No, it looked like it was made of custard. And so...
Like southern...
It was kind of southern fried. Yeah. You know, the colonel's getting married, putting on his best suit. But it was just so cheery and... And Nick likes to wear the yellow. He was wearing yellow just this past week, and I don't
like
it.
I liked it today, though.
No.
I was like, he had like a blazer on and that yellow V-neck and like a little...
I know, what the hell? That's just ridiculous. No. For business, that's not appropriate to wear for business.
It probably wasn't, but I was like,
I mean,
that
if you're
sharp.
A leprechaun, maybe, but it just...
You know me, though. I mean, like, geez, today I wear like blue tights to work, so,
yeah,
you know.
Right. Well, again, yeah.
Like
I don't
color.
Know. You're a colorful dresser, yes. And I'm really not. Not so much. I like
you're
subdued.
You're staunchy suit person. You like Victor's.
I want my suits to look like a suit.
Yeah.
You know, I like
right.
I like the pinstripes, and they don't need to be, you know.
Sure. Okay.
Orange and yellow and purple. So.
All right. Well, mine. This is stupid, but I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. My worst outfit was Kevin as the Silver Chipmunk.
Oh,
you know, yeah. Because he wore it for so long and it was so disgusting, yeah. And I was like, I just remember hating the Silver Chipmunk, the whole shebang.
Yeah,
and it's not exactly like an ensemble for work or business or pleasure or anything mm-hmm. like that, but it was something he wore.
Yeah,
I'm gonna count it.
Oh, sure,
as an outfit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would count it as an outfit, but yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Well, the whole Silver Chipmunk was ridiculous.
Well, I would like to wipe it from my mind.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry for bringing it up.
Brain cells. So.
Best act of violence.
Yeah. You know, it's sad when you have so many to choose from. Let's see.
What did you choose?
You know, I'm actually choosing, I'm not sure that this counts as an act of violence, but it came off as violent, and it's actually not on the original list that I made.
Okay, I could go with that, because I was gonna say, like, Jack's CPR to Colleen
yeah.
wasn't intended to be violent,
no.
But
the consequence
yeah.
turned out to be.
Anyway.
But, I'm thinking of the moment when, Ashley was at the top of the stairs and she was still pregnant with the baby, and Adam scared her so bad that she fell down the stairs and miscarried.
Oh, I would consider that an act of violence.
That's an act of violence, yeah.
That was intense, and that set so many things in motion.
Oh, yeah.
That's a very good choice.
Time. Yeah. Hooray for me.
Yeah, hooray for you. Well, mine was more campy.
Mm-hmm, okay.
It was when Mrs. C got kidnapped and they were in that cheap motel.
Yeah.
And they had, like, the most stereotypical bomb. It was, like,
yes,
fake
right.
dynamite
right.
with, like, a little timer.
Mm-hmm.
All, like, duct taped. I mean, yeah. it was like a cartoon bomb, like yeah, Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah, it was definitely from the Acme bomb
yeah.
company.
And it was, like, and it blew up.
Mm-hmm.
At, like, they were all, like, being untied. Run away, quick! As the bomb's like, 5, 4, 3, and then, like, Mrs. C trips at the last minute.
Of course.
And then the thing goes off, and I just remember thinking, like, how stupid and hilarious it was.
It was very,
I like
very
campy.
It was campy and cartoonish, and, yeah, yeah it reminded me of the cartoons of my youth, and, you know, seeing, what's his name, Daffy Duck getting blown up. And,
yeah, exactly.
You know, it was that level of violence.
Totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so good. We have one that's campy and one that's horrifying.
Okay. That's okay, I had an honorable mention, though.
Oh, okay.
When Phyllis slapped Heather.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
For Heather accusing Phyllis of feeding...
Being a bad mother.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah
that
was
a good slap.
That was a good slap. Yeah, of all the slaps. And there were a lot of slaps.
There were many slaps this year.
So, yeah. Slaps and... punches. So yeah, that was a good one. Okay, so I have next on my list the hottest love scene.
I couldn't even hardly come up with one.
I know.
I was
racking my brains. It was just like, huh.
Yeah.
A lot of people did it.
I know.
A lot
I couldn't
of people
think
hooked
of anything,
up.
Really.
And some were surprising. And
I had a lot of
were...
question marks on my paper.
Yeah, well, and I remember from years gone by that there were... You know, these long, elaborate setups and
mm-hmm.
roses and,
yeah.
you know, Michael and Lauren did the gambling night, the Monte Carlo night one time. And,
yeah.
you know, it was just like, oh, they didn't do much of that this year. So I think, let's see. There wasn't really anything that jumped out at me.
All I could think of was... There was a Nick and Phyllis shower scene, and
see, I don't even remember.
It was like
that.
After he had screwed Sharon, like cheated
mm-hmm.
on Phyllis, and I think she maybe found out and was like trying to get him back. Or,
mm-hmm.
I don't even remember.
Hmm, okay.
It was in the shower, and their clothes were on, and it was, like, supposed to be really spontaneous, but her shirt was so see-through, you totally saw her nipple.
Really?
And I
remember, really don't
like,
remember that at all.
I totally remember going, oh my god, that's her nipple. Whoa.
Why didn't you text me?
I don't think we were podcasting yet. Maybe okay. That's what it was. That
must be it.
I believe there's also a picture of that on my blog, though, from the recap.
I think I remember the picture.
Back.
Yeah, yeah. Go back. Now I remember, yeah.
Check, like, February, March, April.
The caption is that a nipple?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I would love it if people went back and checked, because I was
look
like,
in the archives.
Really? Wow. And it's not that I thought it was hot. I was just like, whoa, that's...
That's a lot for
that's kind of there.
Broadcast TV.
Yeah, who missed that?
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah, somebody's getting fired.
So.
Or raised.
So what did you pick?
Well, I had all these options, and then just now I thought, you know, okay, hottest doesn't necessarily mean sweetest or most romantic or beautiful or whatever. So I'm going to pick when Deacon... And Amber did it.
I almost did myself.
And Kevin was on the phone because it was
Daniel.
Daniel, whatever. Yeah. It was hot. It was like, you know,
yeah.
She went through with it.
I told you she wants it.
She agreed, you know, and I remember saying this during the podcast. There's that moment where she's like, yeah, okay, let's just do this. And then clearly gets into it. And
yeah.
It's like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. And I almost picked that myself, but then I thought it would be too dirty if I picked it. Like,
it depends, yeah.
Like, you would make fun of me.
I probably would have, if I hadn't already thought of it myself.
All right.
Because it was kind of dirty, but,
yeah.
Again, it fits the category. If I had to pick, like, most romantic, beautiful,
yeah.
You know, sweet.
Yeah. I couldn't even come up with one.
No, it hasn't happened yet. I'm still waiting for Chloe and Chance.
Yeah.
This will be their category next year.
Oh, it will be.
The deflowering of Chance is going to be
the
most beautiful in the history of television.
Or will we have a special, like, deflowering of Chance podcast edition?
I think we should. I think we should analyze it from all angles.
That's good.
What worked, what didn't. Okay, so, best revelation.
This was hard.
This was hard, also, yeah.
Very hard. Because there were so many times where something happened and I texted you, oh my god!
Yes.
And that's how I was trying to think back. How many things did I, like, freak out
about?
And could not control it so much that
point.
I had to text you.
Right, yeah. And there was a big handful of those. So, yeah. I think, for me, the biggest one was that Philip is gay. And that's the reason why
really?
He left. Really? Yeah. You know, unless you can think of something else.
Well...
That wasn't a spoiler that I, you know...
Mine was Adam is gay, but not, you know?
But yeah, see, those kind of went together for me. It was kind of, or, you know, it was like, oh, well...
I remember, like, the Adam-Rafe making out. I remember just being, like, texting you, like, oh my god.
Yeah, you know...
I can't believe that just happened.
Yeah, I think maybe you're right. I think I'm going to switch to Adam being gay. Because at that point, you thought he was...
He was.
That he really was gay.
And then, like,
he was going to stay gay.
Like,
that it wasn't
he
just
had,
a ploy.
Like, Ashley's dry cleaning, and then Nick, like,
mm-hmm.
and like, Nikki found out, and then Nick saw the dry
Nikki
cleaning, and
everybody
was like,
yeah.
Like, oh my god, and thinking that he's dressing up in drag, you know?
Right,
and
yeah.
It was really funny, but also, like, whoa, I can't, mm-hmm. You know, this is intense.
Yeah.
And then, you know, now it turns out he's not gay.
Right, yeah.
But I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, no, that was pretty good, and I thought... The reactions of his family when he was still pretending and he
yes.
was having to go through the coming out was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
You know.
And that was, like, that actor's first, like, that's where he came in right there.
Mm-hmm.
He had to do a whole lot right in the very
right
beginning.
Right off the bat.
I'm about it. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
I had one more, though.
Okay, that's fine.
Kitty was stuffed. Remember when we saw Kitty in the beginning?
Oh, when we figured out that Kitty wasn't
that
just...
was a big revelation for me.
Yeah,
like,
that was
oh
true.
My god,
it's like,
she has a stuffed cat.
And she's really crazy.
That was a big revelation.
That was a good revelation, too. Yeah, I
there
would definitely
so
give that an honorable mention.
Yeah.
And,
because Mr. Kitty just ended up being such a slam hit.
Oh, god.
Has to be mentioned.
Cornerstone.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So.
Yeah, love Mr. Kitty. Which kind of leads into the next category being Best Crazy.
Best Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. There's no contest on this one, don't you think?
Well, no. You know, it was pretty obvious from the beginning that it was going to be Patty.
Yeah.
Because Patty continues to be crazy. Although Ashley may give this category a run for the money next year.
Maybe.
You know, if they handle it right.
Yeah.
And the revelation
possibly.
That, you know, faith is not really her faith.
Mm-hmm.
It could be awesome. But for this year, definitely.
I think Sharon's amnesiac kleptomania was not in the running for me.
Oh, yeah. Worst crazy.
It was
worst
like,
mental illness depiction. Yeah, really bad.
Yeah.
And I think the way that they handled her recovery was really bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I agree.
Really bad. Although it does occur to me that Ashley was in the Nut House and now is out and has no... She's not going to a psychiatrist.
No.
She's not going to group therapy.
No.
What?
Nope.
No follow-up with her either. So once you're out, you're cured.
She kind of made a comment to Jack just in the past week. Something about, let's not talk about, you know, where I was. Or, you know,
mm-hmm.
like basically saying, hey, I'm sane now.
Yeah.
Let's not go there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because and we know she's not. Because
she's not. Aww. She's crazy as the moon.
Yeah.
But Patty is much more...
The whole Mary Jane Patty...
Yeah, that was just classic.
That actress has done, you know...
She was
wonders
scary.
For the show.
She was scary, creepy.
Yeah,
and, you know, in a good way.
And it was like it was highs and lows when she was still Mary Jane, and she, like, you know, I liked her because she was wild and crazy and
unpredictable.
Exactly. Pet Mr. Kitty, but then she killed Sabato, and I was like, I'm done. I'm never gonna
like
her again.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you know, kind of swung back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I like her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it'll be really interesting to see, because they're really treading lightly with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're setting up the Dr. P character.
Oh yeah.
In a big way, but kind of looking to see what to do. It's like, okay, we see her every once in a while. She's still crazy.
You know, just from this last week, I don't want to recap things. You know, but
right, yeah.
But when they had Patty in her rubber room,
mm-hmm.
and it was like they had her reading like a newspaper article, and she was like, what else did I do? It was like she was trying to figure it out. I think she's not really Patty.
I think she's a multiple personality disorder.
I know. I think like Dr. P maybe is really Patty or somebody else.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, no. Okay.
And convincing whoever's in that room that she did those
things.
She
did those things.
I don't know. I'm trying.
That's a stretch. I'm not sure if I can.
She was just
that.
Like the way Dr. P was coaching her. You don't remember all the things you did, and it was like, and the woman doesn't seem to honestly remember. Maybe there's Patty, but she didn't really do. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. There's something funky.
All right. Something out there. All right.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. Focus.
I can't.
Yeah, it's a late day. Okay, so speaking of crazies.
Yes.
Well, best birth.
Best birth.
Yeah, because really, for me, the best, I mean, you had, what, 3 babies born this year? And of the 3...
Faith, Cordelia, and who?
And Faith 2.
Oh, and Faith, too. Were there no other babies born this year?
Yeah, there were no other babies
born this year. I was racking my brain. Really?
Yeah.
It just felt like a baby full year.
Well, maybe... No, because Reed was... Reed is senior to summer.
Beyond.
So that's a couple years ago. Yeah, no other babies were born.
Okay.
So, for me, the best birth has to be, hands down, Ashley giving birth to not a baby.
See that one coming.
Well, I mean, it has to be.
See, I considered the whole ordeal,
mm-hmm.
Faith's birth. I just considered Ashley and Sharon.
Ashley
being
giving
labor.
Birth to not a baby as part of Faith's
but when
birth
you consider
process.
When you think of it that way, that's
pretty
good.
I think the fact that she went into full on labor and that she in her crazy brain has convinced herself that she actually gave birth to a child.
Yeah.
You know. That, to me, shows how crazy she is. Because, you know, I've had a baby, and I can't imagine...
Faking it. And
yeah,
believing
And believing that I actually did that. That's just not something you can fake.
No, I went with Sharon's faith birth.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was in lockdown with Dr. Taylor, and she was, like, in and out.
Yeah, that...
Nick! Dr. Taylor? Nick!
Yeah, that was pretty sweet, where she was,
like,
going back and forth, hallucinating.
No tools in that ratty old...
You don't need any tools.
I don't know. What is this, like, the pilgrim days?
Well...
If I was gonna have a baby, I would be like, you put me... in a hospital, a real hospital, not a mental
hospital room under
lockdown. You put me in a hospital, I don't want, like, 10 people around me who all know exactly what they're doing in case that dude dies and that chick dies. And I want to see everything sterilized. I would be...
You should never have a child.
Well, I'm never gonna.
You know, as opposed to my daughter's little brother who was born in a horse trough.
Because
they wanted a water birth.
I don't want any of those... I don't know.
Natural. You want every drug under the sun.
Sure, sure.
Okay, all right.
I'm just saying, I don't want any medieval complications.
I see.
Got it?
Okay.
That's why I chose Sharon's, because I just thought Baby Faith, and then Baby Faith being stolen away.
Being stolen and having been told it was dead. Yeah.
I thought that was a great birth.
Yeah. You know, and in the sense of that, I mean, I'm trying to remember, did Dr. Taylor give her some medication? And that's why she was hallucinating and going in and out of...
I don't know. Because Adam had the bag. I don't think so.
Okay.
I think she was,
because he had something... Because Adam gave something to Ashley.
Yeah.
So that she could go to sleep and wake up.
I don't think so, because at that time, they hadn't planned to steal the baby.
Right, yeah.
I think it was just that it was like, she was crazy... It was painful.
Mm-hmm.
It was scary.
It was scary. She was she was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
She had been having blackouts when she was a klepto, so I suppose that kind of stress.
Sure she was.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah.
That's who I went with.
All right.
Either way, we agree that that day was a very big day.
Those births were definitely important.
Yeah.
Okay. So, should we talk about the best death?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Who did you choose?
Well, I have to go with, Colleen.
What?
She astrally projected at the moment of her death to tell her best friend, in quotes, that you're gonna have a baby, and that she went and visited all the people that she loved and had flashbacks. That's the best death ever.
I thought that was so lame.
Oh, it was so lame, but it was great. It was just so overblown.
I didn't really get any joy out of
it. It was like watching, you know, okay, never actually watched the show. I imagine watching Touched by an Angel. Exactly like that.
I think I watched like one episode of Touched by an Angel, and you're probably pretty accurate from what I saw.
Okay. No, I think anyone who can go and give messages at the moment of their death, I think that's super awesome. That's great. Good for them.
Well, I also chose a Carlton, but I chose Brad.
Oh, Brad freezing to death?
Yeah, because it was it was unexpected for me. I remember he saved Noah, and all of a sudden it was like this. I remember like the beginning scene was some kid like, Mom, look, like on the ice, and it was like, Brad's body frozen under the ice.
That shot was great. That was really good.
Yeah, it was. It was a big death.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no coming back from that, so...
No, definitely not. And
they're killing off the Carltons.
Well, and I didn't care for that actor anyway, so I was happy to see him go.
I'm not really into him either. He's on Bold
and
Beautiful
now. He's in Bold and Beautiful now with a big beard and that.
He was a tool. Maybe that's the problem, is that now that official tool space has been removed, Nick has to fill the void.
Well, and Neil. Neil's a tool.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
So, yeah.
Different kinds of tools.
Yeah, you know, we didn't have that as a category, but Nick would win for me. In a heartbeat.
Best tool.
Biggest tool.
No kidding. Yeah. No contest.
Yeah. Okay, so, should we talk about the hair?
Yes.
All right. Best hair. Well, I think that
So, should we do female and male, or just all around?
We can do female and male, sure. I think for female, there's no question. I mean, I don't think anyone is going to be surprised at all when I say Sharon in a side part.
Yeah, Sharon in a side part is pretty good. I would agree.
That's good. And with Chloe as a runner-up.
Oh, see, I said Phyllis.
I can't stand Phyllis's
really?
Hair. I think it looks dumb. Yeah, I
just always like her hair.
I don't mind the color. The color works for me.
I like the color, the cut. It's so shiny.
It's so flat.
I like that.
I just don't understand how... I don't think her hair is real. That's the thing. I think that she
maybe
wears...
Maybe that's why I like it.
Yeah. You know, I think she wears extensions or a wig or...
I don't know.
Something. And, you know, nothing wrong with that. But it just looks... It's too perfect to me. Nobody's hair looks that straight and that, you know, no flyaways, no frizzies, no nothing. And yet it looks like it's still soft.
It does look
I don't
quite
believe
soft.
It. Yeah. And so maybe
well,
it's
I
envy.
Do
I think
it.
I envy her hair. I wish that my hair would look half that good on any given day. So
I would say Chloe is my runner up. Chloe always has really cute
She's
hair.
Good. And now that it's kind of in that out of the growing out stage, the last day or two, it looks super cute. I love
it's
the
better.
Color.
Yeah.
You know, again, it's really, really flat, though.
Like when her and Billy got married, she had really cute hair.
Yeah.
She always has cute hair.
She's just cute.
Yep.
Just saying.
I know.
She's cute. So for men, who has good hair for the men? Victor, obviously.
Victor? I mean, yeah,
you know, for an old guy, he's got a good head of hair.
I said Rafe.
Rafe. Oh, Rafe does have nice hair. Yeah.
I couldn't really come up with anybody there.
Adam
great.
This past week has had good hair.
Yeah.
You know, they cut it differently. Noticing just today that it was like, okay, your hair is better today.
Yeah.
Kevin's is a nightmare.
Yeah, I'm just not into Kevin's hair.
Yeah.
But I also, I know I talk about Nick being a tool, but I kind of like Nick's hair.
I like Nick's hair. I don't like his facial hair. And for a while there, he was going back and forth between beard, no beard, mustache, goatee, D'Artagnan, Van Dyke.
He's a tool.
It's like, how much time
he probably,
do you spend
you know,
on your face every day? That's crazy.
You know, it's a Backstreet Boy thing, you know?
Well, he's no Backstreet Boy.
I think that's the problem, is that he thinks he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said for worst male hair was Kane right now.
Kane right now, definitely.
It is like,
Hands down.
The color is dull. It looks like it's all grown out and like grody. I don't know what they're doing with his hair because his hair was totally grody, yes. It looks all unkempt and kind of greasy.
Yeah, it doesn't greasy. Not like it's
way.
Got product.
No.
It's got not been washed.
Yeah, it's particularly offensive because he had really good hair at the beginning of the year.
He used to have good hair, and it has deteriorated.
What's that
about? It's a big slide, for me, worst hair, you gotta mention Philip. His hair is just a train wreck.
Ooh, it is bad.
Yeah, I mean, again, with the
When
greasy,
Philip comes back from Australia, he needs a new do.
He needs a buzz cut. I think he'd look good with a buzz.
Yeah, I agree.
A little high and tight action. That would be good.
Yes.
Definitely.
Are you listening, writers?
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Are you paying attention, stylist people? Because we do notice the minute details.
Such as the color of the beer bottle.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Did we do worst female hair?
We didn't do worst female hair.
Come on. Unanimous. Unanimous, right?
Sharon's middle part?
Oh, yeah.
Are you talking about Sharon's middle part? Because
Absolutely.
Then yes. Yes, definitely.
There is no
Consistently does not look good.
And it's back.
It's never gone. It, you know, when she does the side part, it's for a day or two.
The side
Getting
part is like
up.
When she's out of bed. And it's like, then when she's all
or,
like,
or if she's
together.
Just, if she's going to go to bed. That's
yeah.
like, yeah.
What is the deal? Stop it.
Yeah. I do like the color. I think the color is good for her.
Her color's fine.
Her color's all right.
She's a good blonde.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I also put for runner-up Lily's hats.
Yeah.
I am over... Lily and Kane are
over
a
her
bad
being bald.
Hair couple.
Yeah. I'm over her being bald. How much more chemo does she have?
I don't know, because you would be more
knowledgeable
about this than me. I was like, what, a year? 2 years? I don't know how long.
No.
A week?
Well, you do, but for her, she should be coming to the end of it.
All right.
That she should be winding down, and then she can, you know, have the bristly.
You're going to live, and you're going to hold your baby.
And then you're going to drop the baby. And won't you feel bad?
I was just going to say, and then your hair will will grow back, but you have a different idea.
Well, she and the baby could wear those little my baby has no hair headbands.
No, yeah.
God, those are wretched. So, all right. So our best act of incompetency.
Yeah. I had to create this category.
Yeah, this really is a great category. Because there's
so many choices.
So many options. I think for this one we should talk about most of the options, what they are then. What the categories
are. Well, the first
are.
Thing that came to me was just in general Paul's detective work.
Yeah, I have anything by Paul.
Anything?
Because think about it, he screwed up his wedding. He can't even get married right.
So maybe we should say best
most
incompetent
most
person.
Incompetent. Paul.
Yeah, you're right. Wedding.
Wedding, romance. Yeah.
Anything
having to do with his business.
And you said he has terrible hair.
I don't like his hair, and those douchebag glasses are
just
ridiculous.
Well, the glasses have been gone.
They come and go.
He doesn't know how to shop for jewelry.
That's clear.
Paul.
So, yeah. I also have anything by Heather. I kind of take that back. Anything having to do with Heather's job.
Yes.
As a lawyer, she is incompetent. As an ADA, she's incompetent. But as a dresser, she's fantastic.
Yeah.
She's one of the better dressed.
Totally.
You know, conservative, but still.
I would consider her if we had a best dressed person of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Right up there.
She'd be right up there. Yeah.
Yeah. But
not necessarily the most fashionable.
No.
But the best dressed.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, her general just district attorney work. I mean, wasn't she basically demoted? She used to be DA, and now she's ADA.
And now she's ADA. Right. She's assistant. And she's always risking losing even that job.
She's so bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
And I just wonder, Why is that? It's not like she has another storyline to keep her busy. So it's gotta be genetics, that she's not a detail-oriented person.
Genetics.
Or, yeah. So
I don't know if it's detail-oriented as much as...
She's stubborn as hell.
Yeah.
She doesn't take anyone else's advice
or
information.
So icy.
Yeah. She is a woman in an ivory tower.
Yeah.
You know?
Because I remember liking her when her and Adam were sort of, like, hooking up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, I kind of liked her personally.
Fun. Yeah.
And I didn't like when Victor was chewing her out.
Mm-mm. No.
But in terms, like, now, yeah, nobody likes her because her
character
doesn't
have any
just,
friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is kind of too bad.
It is.
Because I like her. I think as a character, you know.
She doesn't have any friends.
She would be fun to hang out with.
No, she know. Wouldn't, because remember... Remember that night
Don't
I
point
hung
out with
fingers.
Her?
She was so
yeah. What are you pointing fingers at me, little girl?
She's not fun because the night that Amber and Daniel hook up, she went as Daniel's date, essentially, to Kevin and Jana's little karaoke party.
Yeah.
And
oh, that's right. She wasn't
she
any
could
fun.
Not
she
have
was
any
uptight.
Fun whatsoever, and
that's
they wanted
right.
her to sing, and she would, like,
and
not
she
really
wouldn't.
Sing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Amber got up and rocked the mic and was like,
and that's
oh,
what won over
yeah.
Daniel. Okay, and she wouldn't drink much, either.
No, she was, like, that chick who shows
she
up at the party.
She should be the party animal, but she isn't. Yeah, she shows
yeah,
up and
no.
She's, well, an Eden kind of strikes me as being the same buzzkill
yeah.
kind of.
Just too
you
serious.
You shouldn't be doing it.
You know, maybe it's just me being a blonde, but I just can't stand people who are so serious all the time.
Yeah, she definitely needs to lighten up.
So,
come
on, Heather.
Yeah, lighten
have
up,
some
Heather.
Fun.
Have some let other people have fun. I mean, if it's your choice not to have fun, that's fine. I can respect that. But don't rain on everyone else's parade. That's just rude.
And she's just... incompetent in general.
And she's incompetent. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then. Good enough. I think I could lighten her up. That's what it is.
Who else is incompetent?
Kevin, as a coffee shop owner.
Yep.
I don't think so, though.
What?
Well, okay. He's got a thriving business. There are always people
but
in
there.
But he's
always complaining about money. It's like he's not managing the money very well, obviously.
No. That's true. But, you know, look at how well it's decorated, especially right now for the holidays, and they always decorate
that's
for...
That's Jana. That's not Kevin.
Right. So, I don't know. It just seems like...
Hiring his loser fake brother.
Yeah, that's not good. Everyone he hires. Hiring his
pipes
mother.
Pipes are always bursting. And I don't know.
You can't help that.
They need... I'm sorry, but they need, at Crimson Lights, some bus
manager.
Tubs.
Yeah.
Like... clean up after yourself, because they're always
walking
around.
Yeah, they need bus stations.
Picking up other people's coffee and
well, because they're
overstaffed.
They've got way too many people working there at any one time. It's or no one at all. Or it's Ryder there by himself. Yeah. Or there's Jana and Ryder and
people
Amber.
People are always calling
and,
sick.
Yeah, and, you know.
He's incompetent as a coffee shop owner.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll go along with it. Yeah, because it could be... I always was surprised that... he worked for Chancellor Industries.
Yeah,
it's like, what are you even
sense.
Doing there? You've got your own business. You should be there, you know, 90 hours a week.
It just
that's what you do when
sense.
You have your own business. So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, he's a good candidate. Good. I also have Gloria and Jeffrey as embezzlers when they tried to embezzle money out of Jack.
Anyone.
And, well, particularly when Jack
and
Victor... And the whole dye...
The blue dye
blue
spray.
Blue dye pack
exploded
on them. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
They were smurfy for a while.
Well, and even right now... Like, and she tried to get money out of Deacon.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to get money out of... just
well, who, tried to get insider information out of Michael.
Oh, constantly.
Yeah.
They're terrible. They're awful, terrible, miserable...
Uninteresting, I don't care... about them as characters in this vein at
all.
Yeah. Jeffrey needs to go away, and Gloria needs to revert back to the cool Gloria that she used to be.
Yeah, fun Gloria.
Yeah, we want fun Gloria back. And
Jeffrey
loser Gloria
needs
to go
be
away.
Out of the equation.
Yeah, he needs to
go back to
Korea.
Keon or whatever her name was.
Yeah.
They could bring her
she
back.
She was fun. Yeah, I didn't mind her. I didn't mind her a bit. She was
spicy
fiery.
Korean girl.
Yeah, definitely
just
want
get
her
rid
back.
Of Jeffrey.
Yeah, because he's a loser.
So.
So, and then I also has Amber as a fashion designer.
Yeah.
Well, because she keeps talking about it, and people keep giving her seed money, and
she
doesn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
I mean, again, if you want to be a fashion designer, you need to work
she's
hard
too
at
with
it
boys.
All the time. Yeah, she's too obsessed with Daniel and his problems, and don't even get me started as Daniel as an artist, because
no, he sold all those amazing paintings to a fake FBI agent.
Well, and his sketches
clearly.
Too. And
whatever happened to those fabulous sketches? I mean,
know.
Really?
Didn't
if
Billy,
we want to talk,
I thought Billy bought them all at the gallery showing.
Oh, well, that was one. But don't you remember there was that one where he was like having the show and nobody showed up and they were feeling kind of crappy, and then. Was that the same show?
It was the same show. Because he's only had the one show.
Oh,
yeah.
Alright. I guess he's not as incompetent as I thought. But
yeah. And the only thing he's done since then is the marriage proposal paintings.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, ooh. You know, I'm sorry, you're not an artist, you're a slacker.
Yeah.
Slacker. Incompetent slacker.
There's just so many levels of incompetence. Who's most competent? Just on the fly. Can you think of anybody who's most competent?
Lauren.
I think Lauren is pretty darn competent. Yeah.
And I think Michael Baldwin
is
competent.
Except...
he gets blindsided.
I think his mother... He
has
and
blind
Kevin,
spots.
They
yeah.
just cannot cut the cord with Gloria and it drives me nuts.
Yeah, they need to. And he tried. At least he acknowledges that he has it as a problem.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
And I think Ashley's pretty competent right now, even though she's also mental.
Yeah, I would probably give her competent,
you know,
yes.
give her a competent
okay.
star.
All right. A competent star. Yeah.
Yeah. So okay, back to incompetent.
Yeah.
We've got to talk about Dr. P.
Oh.
As a psychiatrist. I mean,
jeez.
Come on.
Levels of incompetency.
Yeah. I
levels.
Mean, it's just... if for no other reason than the 3.5 minute conversation she had with Mac to discern her suitability to be a surrogate mother. I mean,
yeah,
that was just like as vague and as chipper as a conversation ever could be.
So, do you think you could be a surrogate? I think I'd do a great job.
Okay, then. No, well, no. Do you have a boyfriend? well, we're having troubles. Oh, well. We'll just overlook that major, major aspect of your life and ability to have healthy relationships, because clearly that doesn't matter. All that matters is that you're willing to have a baby in your body for 9 months. Let's say 9 months, 18 times in one scene.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so she wins this category
for me. And then, like, an hour later went and slept with Jack.
Right, yes, who got her her job and is the ex-husband of her only patient, as far as we can tell. Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Wow.
That's, I mean, I just can't... Many. I just... Of all those incompetent people, Paul is definitely...
He's the one who came to my... Yeah, exactly. He's the one who came to my
life
first.
He's not even competent enough to be the most incompetent.
I can't wrap my brain around that one.
He's just tedious.
Yeah. Well.
So there you go.
So there's our best of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any...
Additions?
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Yeah.
Go
Lists
ahead.
Of your own.
Yeah, put it on the blog.
I'm looking at you.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Send them to the blog.
Yeah, definitely. yrupdates.blogspot.com. And have some happy holidays. Yeah.